Luke 15, 1 through 10. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you have 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost, until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she hath found it, calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found up that the piece which I had lost. Likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repents. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing me to preach. Thank you for calling me to preach. Thank you for allowing me to come to camp. Thank you for giving me good godly parents. Help us to have a good day, rest of the day. Help us all when we're traveling home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. In our passage, Jesus is speaking to two groups of people, the publicans and sinners, the wicked crowd of the day, and the Pharisees and scribes, the religious crowd. Both are lost, mostly. The religious crowd accused Jesus of eating with the wicked crowd. Jesus responds with two parables. A parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. Jesus has dual messages in these two parables. First, if you are lost, you need to be found. God wants to find you. If you are not saved, He wants to find you. And when you get saved, all of heaven rejoices over one sinner. Second, to spread the gospel. After you're found, you need to help Jesus find other people.
Yes.
The question I want to ask tonight is, have you been found? Mm-hmm. Jesus is with the lost sheep, Jesus is appealing to men and boys, as many of them in the day were shepherds. Warren Wiersbe said, if a sheep was lost, the cost of losing a sheep would be at the shepherd's expense, and the shepherd would have a bad reputation as a careless shepherd. When a shepherd would take care of his sheep, he would have 100 sheep. But if he'd lose one, his reputation would be gone. He wouldn't be, if he got any more jobs, they wouldn't be at some high fancy place anymore over one little mistake. And so when he found his sheep, he would rejoice greatly. The same way as God would rejoice if he found a sheep, if he found one of his lost sheep. The joy of a lost sheep was something every man and boy would understand in those days. Jesus wanted the people and us to understand the joy of being found. When one person comes to Christ, all of heaven rejoices. There's joy in being found when you get saved. And their joy is helping in finding, leading people to the Lord. Like they've said, there's nothing more, like they've said in this meeting, there's nothing more joyous other than your salvation in watching someone else get saved.
Yeah, that's right.
I ask you again, have you been found? In the lost coin, Jesus was appealing to the women and girls. The coin that was lost from a Jewish headband that signified a woman was married. So the Jewish headband in those days had like coins around there, and they were like a wedding ring today. So if one of you women had a wedding ring, let's say it had 10 diamonds in it, If you lost one of the diamonds, how many of you would go looking for it? I'd say most of you would. You're not just going to forget about it and say, I've still got nine. So, and then when you found it, you would rejoice.
Yes, sir.
You would be happy that you found it.
Yeah.
When you, for a few reasons. One, it is precious.
Right.
Someone, and someone yeah. precious to you gave that to you. The way Jesus loves everyone. They are precious to him. When he finds them, they are precious. And he rejoices greatly. If you have never been found, Jesus is looking for you. And when he finds you, he will rejoice. Jesus wants us to understand the joy of finding. And the joy of being found. Jesus wants us to use the lost to Jesus wants to use us to find the lost and spread the gospel. He said go to all the world and preach the gospel. And he just wants everyone to know, I just want everyone to know, I don't want anyone to leave here today without being found.
Amen.
If you're lost, I don't want anyone to leave without being saved.
Amen.
Thank you.